Hi, I'm Hans Golf Zero Uniform Papa Lima G0 UPL. I run QRP Labs, and I gave a seminar on the QDX digital transceiver design, which is the newest QRP Labs product. It's a 4-band 5-watt Digimode transceiver with very high performance. It includes a SDR, software defined radio receiver, and 24-bit ADC chip with a very high dynamic range, 112 decibels. It also includes a USB sound card with very high performance, 24-bit, 48K samples per second, and a USB CAT virtual COM port for the CAT control. So you just plug this into your computer with a single USB cable, no audio cables, and it shows up in WSJTX as a sound card and a COM port, and WSJTX can control everything, or your other Digimode software. So it's good for any FSK mode, digital mode, such as FT8, JS8, Whisper, JT9, JT65, all of those suite of modes. And it's got a very innovative way of generating the transmission signal, rather than being a single sideband transceiver and a single sideband modulator followed by linear amplification chain and linear PA. I chose a different method, which is to count the audio frequency using zero crossing method, and then add that audio frequency to the USB dial frequency, which has been provided by WSJTX, and command the synthesizer to go directly to that frequency. We also did a push-pull Class D power amplifier that feeds into three different low-pass filters, and they're all pin diode switched, so there's no relays or anything, and it results in a very compact, very low-cost unit. So it's been tremendously popular. We sold the first 500 of them in under 15 minutes in October, and then another 385, the second batch, in December, in just 4 minutes and 44 seconds. It then took me 6 months to find new parts, and I could no longer get that ADC chip. I had to change the ADC chip and do some re-engineering to suit the new chip. The result of that was good. It works very well. In fact, the noise floor has been lowered by 6 decibels in the latest version. So it's a good result, and I was able to make 2,000 of them. And they also sold out in 12 days, and so a very, very popular unit. I brought 70 with me here to Dayton, and they all sold out on the first day of the Hamvention too. So it looks like a very popular product, and I'll try to manufacture more as quickly as I can.
And what might these cost?
The QDX costs $66, and the enclosure for it, which is a black aluminium extruded enclosure with silk screen printing and laser etched printing and drilled holes on the rear panel to suit it, costs $20. So nearly everybody buys the transceiver as well as the box. That's $86 in total. I should add, it also does 60 meters very well. We call it a 4-band transceiver, but it's been proven to work just as well on 60 meters too.
That's handy. So you've got a 5-band then.
Right, yes.
Okay. Any other interesting projects coming along?
I don't know. I think at the moment I'm just trying to catch my breath on trying to produce enough QDX to meet demand. The other recent project that we launched, finally, after 7 years, was the U4B balloon tracker, which is a very tiny balloon tracker board that weighs just 1.8 grams, 33 millimeters by 12 millimeters. It includes a GPS, a transmitter, HF transmitter, and a complete operating system with a basic programming language, a compiler, text editor, debugger. There's a file system on 128K EEPROM, which is made to look like a disk. And it's so basically you can enter just your call sign and have a balloon flight that's tracked for Pico balloons around the world with coverage every day using the Whisper network, and a tracking solution provided on the QRP Labs website So at a very simple level, all you need to do is put in your call sign and you have everything ready to go. At a much more complex level, if you want to get into a much more sophisticated flight, if you want to add more sensors, perhaps a humidity sensor, pressure sensor, there's an I2C bus exposed, and there are 19 GPIO pins, of which 9 can be analog inputs, and all of them can be digital or inputs or outputs. So you can write programs on this thing in BASIC to really do whatever you like, and has a huge amount of flexibility. So from very simple to very complex, it provides a very nice tracking solution for people who want to enjoy the pico ballooning hobby. And at $59, it's also by far the cheapest tracker that's available. But again, we have challenges with parts shortages, and I produced 250 in the first batch. They sold in just under a week, also a very popular new product. And so now we have to try and find parts again. And in the world at the moment, parts shortage is really bad. So that's the challenge. So yeah, the answer to your question, I'm trying to catch my breath and trying to keep up with producing what we have in the semiconductor shortage, rather than, if I can, start thinking about new products. I want the QDX to also make a version which works on high bands, so 10 meters to 20 meters. The current version is just 20, 30, 40, 60, 80. And I want to make a low bands version, 630, 160, and 80 meters, so that we would have three different models available. One is the current model, 80 to 20 meters. One would be a high band model, and one would be a low band model. So those are all things in the near future, more manufacturing and those different models of QDX.
Sounds like you could use an assistant or a couple.
A clone. A clone would be nice.
Oh, a clone, yes.
Can you organize that for me?
It'd take a little while.
I need it urgently, tomorrow.
Well, good luck. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Robert.
Okay.